Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Player on 720 WGN, and it's time for Bob's record collection. Actually, today it's going to be Dave's record collection with a very special guest. REO Speedwagon has been rocking across America for 55 years. They're back on tour this summer and will be performing at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park on Saturday, June 4th with Styx and Loverboy. You can get tickets at LiveNation.com, and fans attending the live and on Zoom tour dates will have the opportunity to purchase Lost Album Building the Bridge for $20 with net proceeds to benefit Rock the Rescue. It's a nonprofit founded by REO and Styx with a mission to build strong, healthy communities through the support of grassroots causes across the country. Now, I will say my first concert and my first album I ever bought was REO's seventh studio album, You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish. And rock legend Kevin Cronin joins us on air right now. Kevin, how are you?
Dave, I'm fine. It's always a thrill for me to be on the air in Chicago, my hometown. And, you know, it's just, you know, you grow up, you know, being a little kid playing a guitar and listening to the radio and hearing your favorite records. And, you know, who would have ever thought that I'd be sitting here all these years later? And, I'm on the air in Chicago. This is awesome.
Well, and WGN just turned 100 years old a couple of weeks ago. So, I mean, this has been a legendary station in this town for a very long time.
Yes, it has. My dad used to listen to WGN.
Yep.
So, you know, I definitely part of the family.
Well, I have to ask you, my first album was yours. My first concert was REO. What was the first concert you ever attended and the first album you ever bought?
Well, the first album I ever got was the Beatles' Rubber Soul. Mm. And I didn't exactly buy it. I found it under the Christmas tree. Santa brought it for me on Christmas of 1964, if my memory serves. And the first concert that I ever went to was at the Auditorium Theater in Chicago, and it was Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Wow.
And it was such an amazing show because it was their first concert.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people think their first concert was the Woodstock Music Festival, but their first show was at the Auditorium Theater in Chicago. They had Joni Mitchell on the bill, and Neil Young was their special guest. And it was, I was up in the cheap seats, and I did what I see people doing at our shows all the time. Between songs, when the lights went down, I beelined down the aisle and planted myself right in front of the stage, and prayed that security wouldn't have me removed, and they didn't. And I watched the whole show up close and personal, and I've been a huge Crosby, Stills, and Nash fan ever since. And actually, the album that you mentioned, Building the Bridge, which will be the album that will be, we're actually re-releasing it, and that's the album that we're going to be selling at the concert this year with the proceeds going to Rock to the Rescue. There's a song on that record that I wrote with Stephen Stills, and you know, he's been my musical hero, and to actually write a song with him that appeared first on a Crosby, Stills, and Nash album, and then REO did it for this album. So it's amazing all the rock and roll dreams of mine that have come true since those days with a transistor radio hidden under my pillow in Chicago growing up.
I love that. I love that. Well, how exciting it is, though, to be back on the road again. You got a full schedule this summer, and as we mentioned, Saturday, June 4th at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Back on tour again. This has got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a big one, man.
And,
it's great to be back with our buddies Styx and Loverboy. You know, all three of our bands have known each other for a long time, get along great. You know, at this point in the game, I'm not interested in touring with any bands that are going to be, you know, all drama-filled. You know, with REO, Styx, and Loverboy, it's, you know, all the dressing room doors open, everybody, you know, bumping into each other, hanging backstage.
Yeah.
So And, you know, and you got to figure when the bands are getting along on a personal level, and the crews are working together to make the set changes seamless, the audience ultimately is the winner. Because, you know, it's like anything else. If you're in a good mood, you're gonna do your job better. And it's gonna be tough being away from home as much as I will be over this these next 4 months. But if you got to be away from home, you might as well be with your friends. So it'll be nice to make those connections with the audience that that we missed during the pandemic. And hopefully we make it through the whole summer without any COVID-related problems. Right. We're keeping our fingers crossed for that.
We're talking to rock legend Kevin Cronin. REO is back on tour and in Chicago at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park on Saturday, June 4th with Styx and Loverboy. And there's more with Kevin after a look at your traffic and weather this Memorial Day. Dave? Dave Plyer for Bob Surratt back with you here on 720 WGN. We're talking to Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon. You know, you mentioned the Beatles being the first album you ever received. The Beatles on Sullivan is what made you really get serious about getting into rock and roll.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I started taking guitar lessons, you know, a couple of years before the Beatles came out. And I knew about Elvis, you know, but he was a little bit like, he was a half a generation before me, you know, so I didn't really feel the Elvis thing. So, but I was playing guitar, didn't really know why. And then the Beatles came on the Ed Sullivan Show, and I was like, now I know why I've been playing the guitar. And I feel so grateful that I was able to decide at that moment that that was what I wanted to do with my life, as did, you know, millions of other kids my age, you know. And I'm just very fortunate to have seen that rock and roll dream come true. And, you know, it's the fans that make it happen. And, you know,
so true.
So, you know, going out and playing, we'll probably play in front of 500,000 people over this summer.
Wow.
To me, that's the payoff, you know, just playing our songs. And, you know, at this point, everybody in the audience pretty much knows them all, and they sing them along with us. And it's just a real communal atmosphere. And it's really the you know, other than sporting events are the same thing, where people are all there and it's a communal thing. But when you go to a music concert, when you're singing along with the band, and you feel all the people in the audience singing along as well, that's a bond. That's just a special kind of moment that only happens at live rock and roll shows.
No question. And your songs are songs of a generation, and generations, I should say.
Yeah, I think so. And even if they don't know the lyrics, they sing along anyway. I mean, I know I'm that way. I think I know the lyrics to certain songs that are on, and then when I really think about it, I'm like, wait, these are just lyrics that I made up because I don't really understand what they're saying on the record.
Right.
But it doesn't matter because you're singing along and you know enough of the lyrics that it works. But I'll tell you, sometimes I'll be on stage and, you know, every once in a while, someone in the audience will catch my attention. So I'll kind of focus my singing on them for a second, on individuals that I can see from the stage. And sometimes someone will start out singing along, and then they get to the point where they really don't know what the lyrics are, and it's just it's an odd moment where I'm looking right at them, and they don't know the lyrics, and they know that I know that they don't know the lyrics, and it's just it's like, okay, I gotta find somebody else now, you know. Our relationship with the audience, it's a very special thing. And I was talking to my good friend, another Chicago boy, Richard Marks, yesterday. We were writing together and just talking about that special bond between especially the singers. If you're the singer and you're singing your song to people, it's an unbelievable feeling.
Yeah.
And I'm just so grateful that I've been able to experience that and kind of share that vibe with the people that come to see us play. I really do love our audiences. I owe it all to them.
What exactly is an REO Speedwagon? That was a truck company, like a motor company in the early 20th century, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. The Rio Speedwagon was a flatbed truck that it was actually originally a fire truck that could, you know, get to the fire quicker than a horse-drawn buggy. And, it was kind of prophetic in a way because they were built to last. You know, they were, mm-hmm. They kind of looked cool, you know, so the name kind of stuck with us. So
yeah, perfect.
Here we are, man. Yeah.
There you
and,
are.
You know, matter of fact, the logo, you know, the famous wing logo yeah. that's on all of our T-shirts and everything, that was basically the hood ornament from the original Aria. And can you imagine now, they gave us, you know, they signed off on it, gave us permission. They never charged us anything to, you know, to use the name, to use the logo. Can you imagine?
Yeah, you'd be lawyered up today.
This world today. Oh, yeah.
No. That'd be painful.
They welcome us. Every time we play Lansing, they bring an old speed wagon out there.
And, wow.
You know, I've ridden around in them. So it's
very cool. Yeah, very cool. Well, I know you're going to have a lot of fun this summer. Aria is back on tour and will be performing at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park on Saturday, June 4th with Styx and Loverboy. You can get tickets at Live Nation. com. Kev, thanks so much for hanging out once again. I'll see you on tour and enjoy the journey this summer.
Thank you, David. Good talking to you, brother.
Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon.